This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman, and don't forget to look for the latest episode of Pods of Potential with the Iowa Soybean Association here on our website at iowaagnet.com. Well, it seems recently we haven't had a lot of good relation between agriculture's community and the United States Environmental Protection Agency. You need to look no further than topics like the Waters of the U.S. rule or the ongoing saga of year-round E15. Many farmers and ag groups believe the EPA has become more politically driven and is not being supportive of those who feed and clothe the world. We'll talk with EPA representatives right after this.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the soy checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
While the agriculture industry may have what could be considered a love-hate relationship with the EPA, they're working to remove that stigma and talk about what they're doing to support farmers outside the topics we've talked about earlier. They're also working to educate farmers on conservation practices, working with USDAs to support rural water upgrades, and even trying to help discover best management practices for farmers looking to protect their land and water quality. Meg McAllister is with the EPA, and she talks about how the agency is structured to help farmers across the country.
First, the one thing to understand is EPA Region 7 is 4 states, so Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and we have 10 EPA regions. One of the first things I would point out is that each region has an ag advisor. So we have Doug Jones in Region 7 as our ag advisor, and that's the first and most important thing, is to make sure that we have someone dedicated to maintaining those relationships, building those relationships to make sure that ag has a seat at the table. We've done a lot in the last year to engage with ag. Just last week I was in Iowa. We had the Anaerobic Digestion on the Farm conference that we co-hosted with Iowa State University and the University of Iowa, as well as a bunch of leaders from around the region, to talk about anaerobic digestion, and those were really incredible conversations.
McAllister says that when they're interacting with farmers, a lot of focus comes on funding projects.
A lot of it is, what funding do we have available? And also, we have a lot of populations that are maybe leaving the rural areas. So talking about rural prosperity and also aging infrastructure. One of the things that we've been investing in through the bipartisan infrastructure law is money going into the state revolving funds. And it's been about $250 million, so a lot of money that we've invested into rural communities. And that goes into aging infrastructure, particularly with water. So nearly half of our communities in Region 7 with a public water utility have 425 ratepayers or less. And as people leave the rural communities, you know, that means that you have fewer people paying those utilities, and so the costs go up. So that's one of the things that has been a concern for people.
McAllister also says that farmers are leading the way in innovation and the adoption of new ideas to better protect the environment, as they rely so much on the quality of the water and soil. If you have any questions or concerns about the relationship between EPA regulations and your farm, you're encouraged to reach out to the Region 7 office. For more, visit iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.